Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Gimel. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. As we open up our shiur at the top of Daf Kuf Gimel, we notice a geometric form, one of our series markings. It, in fact, is a triangle. This series began on the previous Omid, where we mentioned that Rabbi Yochanan would be making numerous comments regarding Psukim and the general topic of Menashe and Achav, kings that we know from the Mishnah are Ein Lahem Chelek Le'olam Haba. On the top of Kuf Gimel, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Ha'oimer Menashe Ein Lo Chelek Le'olam Haba, anyone who says that Menashe doesn't have a share in the world to come, Marpe Yedeim Shabali Tshuva, he weakens the hands, he weakens the spirit of people that attempt to do penitence. In other words, we know that according to this approach that we're about to see, that Menashe engaged in repentance. And to suggest that after all of those efforts he doesn't get his Chelek L'Haba, where does that leave others in the same position? It's important to note that Rabbi Yochanan is not arguing with our Mishnah per se, because in our Mishnah we had the opinion of Rabbi Huda, who said in fact that Menashe does have a Chelek L'Olam Haba. The source that features this idea that Menashe was engaged in repentance is featured in the following Tanaic source, Detoni Tano Kameder Rav Yochanan. In our marking system, as you can see, there is a frame around the next few lines. Frames around lines of Gemara indicate that that which is contained therein is of a Tanaic nature. Menashe osa tshuva shloshim v'shalosh shonim. Menashe was engaged in repentance for a period of 33 years, dichtiv. The pasuk says as follows: Ben shteimes reishana Menashe b'molchoi. He was 12 years old when he assumed the throne. V'chamishim v'chomeshana molach b'Yerushalayim. And for 55 years he reigned in Jerusalem. Vayas Ashera kasher osa achov melech Yisrael. And he too was guilty of setting up an Asherah, an idolatrous tree, just like Achav. Noticing in this pasuk that there is a reference to Achav as well. Kama molach Achav. How long did Achav serve as king? Esrim v'tartin shonen. He reigned for 22 years. Menashe kama molach. For how long was Menashe king? Answer, chamishim v'chamesh. For 55 years. Dal minayhu. Subtract from 55. Esrim v'tartin. 22. Pashu lehu. There will be a remainder of tlasin v'tlas. 33. In other words, for 22 of the years he behaved like Achav in Rishus, but for the following 33 years he was engaged in repentance. As we go on in the Gemara, we notice a new geometric form. We have a volcano marking. At one of our geometric forms, all of the different geometric forms in our marking system have no inherent significance. They all simply portray a series effect. The Mivneh note in the outside margin of the Gemara, the structural note, features a volcano form, and we have explained Sidra Shel Memros de Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. We'll have a series of comments, and they go down the page. You can see every time your eye catches a volcano marking, you'll see that it surrounds the names Rabbi Yochanan, who says Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yochai, the name of Rabbi Shimon Yochai, a comment. So we continue with the Gemara. We also should note that we have a numbering system that accompanies these comments as well, that you can find on in the space to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara to make it easier to keep track of the comments. So number one, the Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Mai Dichtiv Vayishma Elov, Ve'achaser loy. The pasuk presents the Gemara presents the pasuk as it appears in the Tanakh. However, the word vayachaser lo should have been written vayeoser lo, and he hearkened unto his tefillah mi bo ele. That's what it should have said. Why does the Torah for the word vayeoser use the word vayechaser? The word chotar, ches, tof, resh, as the source, has to do with a digging out or carving out of something. Malamed, this teaches us, she'oso lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu kamin machteres parakia. It teaches us that it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, made some type of digging out in the heavens, a special entrance way that he dug out, kidei lekabloi b'tshuva mipnei midas adin, in order to receive Menashe and his repentance in the face of the opposition of the midas hadin, which is the characteristic of law and justice. Because according to the letter of the law, since Menashe was engaged in such heavy duty sinning, there was no basis mipnei hadin to accept his repentance. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu, as those who study Torah know, doesn't function only lafi midas hadin, but also with an element of rachamim. So in order to avoid confronting this characteristic of din, it was necessary to carve out a special entrance point, a secret as a passage for Menashe, so to speak, to enter. V'yomar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Mai Dichtiv Bereshis Mamlochos Yehoyakim Ben Yoshio. There's another pasuk that says Uksiv Bereshis Mamleches Tzidkio. The word Reshis, as you can see with our markings, is dashed underlined to draw your attention to the following question: V'chi Ad Ho'idno Lo Havu Malki. Reshis means at the beginning. Is it so that up till these kings, Yehoyakim and Tzidkio, there were no other kings? These kings were actually quite late in the Davidic dynasty as far as the first temple period is concerned. What is therefore the expression Bereshis trying to convey? Ela, rather, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Notice we've emphasized with a bow tie marking the expression Bikesh, and in our topic, in our structural note on the side, you can see there's a bow tie form featured, and we've written in Bikesh Lahachzir Oilun L'Tov Avo. There was a desire on the part of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, of the Almighty, to turn the world back to its pre-creation stage, Tohu Vavo, which would in effect mean the undoing of the world. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to undo the world? So let's see what the Gemara says. Elo bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'achzir es ha'olam kulo l'tohu v'vohu b'shvil Yehoyakim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of this evil king, Yehoyakim, he was so evil that it created and aroused in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu a desire to restore the world to a pre-bracious, that's why we've emphasized the word in the markings, a pre-creation state. However, Nistakel Bedoro v'Niskaro Daito. At the same time, the Kodesh Baruch Hu noticed the generation of people under Yehoyakim's rule, and they were a generation of pious people. And that quieted, that relieved the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the world continued. And similarly, Bikesh HaKodesh Baruch Hu l'achziras ha'olam kulo l'tohu v'vo. The Kodesh Baruch Hu had this desire to restore the world to a return the world to a pre-creation stage known as Tohu Vavohu, b'shvil Doro Shel Tzidkio, because of the generation of Tzidkio. The generation was characterized by a lot of wickedness. However, Nistakel b'Tzidkio v'Niskaro Daito, he gazed upon King Tzidkio, who was a pious individual, and that comforted HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the world continued. The Gemara asks, but from Sukkim we see that Tzidkio was something other than righteous. But Tzidkio namik si vayas hara b'nei Hashem. Regarding this king, Tzidkio, it says that he did the evil in the eyes of Hashem. So the Gemara answers, he didn't actually perform evil, but rather shehoya biyodo limchois velo micha. He had the power to protest and didn't protest. So as a result of his not sufficiently protesting the evil that was in his generation, the Pasuk describes him as performing ra. But in actuality, he, on a personal level, was a very pious individual. V'omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. This is a third comment of his. Mai dichtiv ish chacham nishpat es ish evil v'rogaz v'sochak v'ein nochas. On the side of the Gemara, we have a Nosei Mivneh note accompanying this piece of Gemara, and we indicate HaKadosh Baruch Hu menaseh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries, he attempts, la'orer, to arouse the population, ayadei hashpoas toivo v'chein hahefech, by granting great plenty and good, and also the opposite. And we will see that through all these different, we'll call them educational efforts, on the part of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, nevertheless, it doesn't seem to have the desired effect. So, after having read the pasuk in Mishlei, Perikov Tes, Pasuk Tes, the Gemara now elaborates on that. We've introduced this geometric form, the diamond with a colored in tip, to indicate the necessary points of emphasis. As you look ahead in the Gemara, you see Ko'asti al Ochoz, I showed wrath to King Ochoz, and later on the symbol is around Sochakti im Amatio, I showed pleasure and plenty and joy with regard to Amatio, and nevertheless both the demonstration of negative and demonstration of positive did not have the desired effects. So let's see how this is presented in the Gemara. Ko'asti al Ochaz, I showed wrath to King Ochaz, v'nasativ biyad malchei Damesek, and I gave him over, I allowed him to be defeated by the kings of Damesek. And what happened? You would think that if he's defeated by the kings of Damesek, he would turn to God. No. Zibeach v'kiter le'lohehem. He slaughtered and offered his sacrifices to their idols. Shenemar. The Pasuk says, v'yizbach le'lohei Damesek, hamakimbo. Vayomer ki Elohe Malche Aram He Ma'azrim Oisam Lohem Ezbach Vayazruni Vehem Hoyulo Lachshilo Ulechol Yisrael. This pasuk says that he, Ochaz, offered sacrifices to the idols worshipped by that nation that defeated him on the grounds that, well, if they were successful in defeating him, they must have power. So he offered to those idols, and eventually they were his point of downfall. Sochakti imamatzio, v'nosati malchi edom biado. I showed grace and joy and happiness to Amatzio by giving him victory over the kings of Edom. And what happened? Hevi Elohim v'shtachav Elohim. He brought in their idols, the idols of this vanquished people, and he, Amatzio, started worshipping them. Shenemar v'hi acharei bo Amatzio mehakosis adomim. It was after Amatzio beat the Edom people. Vayovei Esalahei b'nei Seir, vayamidem loy l'Elohim. He brought in the gods of Seir, which is Edom, and he stood them up as idols. Ulefnehem ishtachaveh v'lohem yikater. He bowed to them, and he offered sacrifices to them. Omar Rav Popo, hainu damri inshi. Based on this, we have a saying. Bochile lamar delo yoda, chaychi lamar delo yoda. Vai le leman de lo yoda bein tav levish, which means cry concerning the man that has no wisdom, and laugh concerning the man that has no wisdom. Woe unto the man that doesn't have any ability to distinguish between good and bad. Vayavo kol sorei melech bavel vayeshvu b'shar hatovech. The expression shar hatovech is a place where judgment is decided, a place where the court would sit and judge law. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bechoy, Mokom Shemechatchin Bo Halochos. The place that halochos, that laws are decided upon. Rashi says, Mokom Shehoyu Mechatchin Bo, Vidor Shemalochos, Nehepach Lemoyshev Leitzim Shel Sorei Melech Bovel. The very places that the courts used to sit in session turned into places of laughter and joking for the officers of the king of Bavel. The Gemara continues, Omar Rav Popa, Hainu Damri Inchi, Ba'asra Demore, Tola Le Zaine, the place that the master used to hang his arms, Taman Kuboraya Kulse Tola, in the same place the shepherd hangs his pitcher. The Rashi explains a little further at the very bottom of the inside column of commentary, Kulse Tola, Klomar. It's as if to say, B'mokom shehoyu chotchin halochas, in the very same place that halochas, that laws were decided, Bo donim sorei bovel dinim shelahem. The Babylonian ministers then decided laws based on their legal system. As we go on in the Gemara, we notice another one of our series markings, the double underline. So let us take a look at our note, the nosei, the topic heading, mivneh, structural note. We see a double underline featured, Sidra shel memro shel Rav Chisda Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, a series of comments made by Rav Chisda in the name of Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba. We've also numbered off the different points that we will discuss. One is Drashas Posuk Shal Melachim. We'll darshan a posuk regarding different, that will address or regard different kings. Number two, Dalid Kitos, four groups, She'eno Mekablim Pnei Shechina, that are not, don't merit receiving the divine presence. A third point, Brochos Shekibel Shlomo HaMelech Me'oveh V'imoy V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bozeh HaSeder, blessings that Shlomo received from his father, mother, and in from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, in that particular order. So we now turn to the Gemara. Omar Rav Chisda, Omar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba. Mai dichtiv al sde ish otzeo levarti, val kerem odom choser lev, vine olo kulo kimshoinen, kosu ponov charulim, vegeder avonov neherosa. As we go on in the Gemara, you'll notice some underlined expressions. These are different parts of the pasuk and who they refer to. Al sode ish otzeo levarti, I crossed the field of a lazy man. Ze ochos. Rashi points out he's called otzel, he's called lazy because he sealed the Torah and stopped the avoda. He stopped the avoda of Beis HaMikdash, and the stopping of service indicates laziness. The Al Kerem Odom Choserlev, this too is, as you can see, underlined with quotation marks, is a quote from the Pasuk that opened up this section. Ze Menashe. That's a reference to Menashe. Menashe, the Rashi points out, is someone who erased the Shemos Hashem and from the Torah, and also destroyed the Mizbeach. Vine Olo Kulo Kimshoinim. The Gemara will explain this a little bit further, but this is a reference to Ze Amon, King Amon, Kosu Ponov Charulim. The Pasuk here is referring to Ze Yehoyakim. Rashi says, Kosu Ponov Charulim, Ze Yehoyakim, Shekisa Ponov Ma'uri Shalakodesh Baruch Damar Lakamon. He covered the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Gemara features later on, Klumanu Tzrichim Ela Oro, Yitol Oro. Let him, if you think we need the Kodesh Baruch Hu for the sun that he provides, let him take the sun. We don't need it. We have our own source of light. The Pasuk goes on to say, V'geder Avonav Neherosa, the stone fence was destroyed. Ze Tzidkio, this is a reference to King Tzidkio, Shenechra Beis HaMikdash B'yom HaFlid. In his time, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Beis HaMikdash being alluded to by the term this in the Pasuk, Geder Avonov. The Omar of Chisdom Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, Arba Kitois and Makablois Pnei Shechina. There are four groups of individuals that don't receive the divine presence. What are the four groups? One, Kas Leitzim. Two, Kas Shakronim. Three, Kas Chanifim. And four, Kas Mesapri Loshon Hara. Gemara now enumerates and explains with psukim each one. Kas Leitzim, the group of scoffers, of jokers. Tehtiv, Mashach Yadoi es Loitzisim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu withdraws his hand in an attempt to distance himself from the Loitzisim, from the jokers. Kas Shakronim, the group of liars. Tehtiv, Dover Shkorim lo yikon leneged einai. The speakers of lies are not established in front of me. Kas Chanifim, those that are guilty of flattery. Dehtiv, Kilo lefonov chanaf yavo. The chanef is the flatterer, the false flatterer. Won't be in front of me. Kas misapri loshen hara, dechtiv kilo keil chafetz resha ota lo yigurcha ra. The pasuk is explained. Sadik ata, you Hakadosh Baruch Hu are complete, righteous. Lo yeh b'megurcha ra. There won't be in your precinct evil, and that's a reference to those who speak evil. Rashi offers a little more proof to the fact that this pasuk is dealing with evil by sharing the context of this particular pasuk with additional quotes. But we continue in the Gemara. Of Yomar of Chista, Amar of Yirmiyahu bar Abba, Mai Dichtiv Loi Seuneh Elecha Ra, V'nega Lo Yigrav Balecha. What we're going to see in the next few lines of Gemara are quotes from this pasuk and explanations as to what they refer to, and we will be pointing out that these were blessings given to Shlomo HaMelech by his father. And as the psukim go on, the blessings continue, but not from his father, rather from his mother, and eventually from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. With our markings, we've indicated with a triangle and colored in tip the points of transition. The first triangle with colored tip you see says Ad Kan Berchu Aviv, and likewise at the bottom line Ad Kan Berchu Imo. So as we turn back to the Gemara, we now break down the pasuk, and we've done this also with our markings. The underlined expressions are the quotes from the pasuk. Loi Seuna Elecha Ra'a. What does that mean? That there won't befall you evil. Shelo Yishloit Becha Yetzahara. That he's being blessed, that the Yetzirah should not have control over him. V'nega lo yikrav balecha, shelo timtso ishtecha, safek nida b'shal shetovo min aderech. The word balecha in this pasuk is a reference to one's wife. And the bracha is, the blessing is, that when you come back from a trip, you should not find your wife in a state of safek nida, where there's a doubt whether she is currently a nida or not. The Nida is a woman who, in her female monthly cycle, she's forbidden to be with her husband. Rashi points out that for a man to know the status of his wife, even if she's impure at that particular point, she's unfit for relations, that's a better situation where he knows with certainty that she's unfit than a situation where he is in doubt. Because the situation of doubt wreaks havoc with a person's psyche, and he feels that she really is permitted, and yet he can't be with her. Dovar acher lo seune elecha ra shelo yivasucha chalomis roim vehurim roim. Another interpretation to this is that you shouldn't be frightened by bad dreams and bad thoughts. V'nega lo yikrav balecha. What is that a reference to? Shelo yehi lecha ben o talmid, that you shouldn't have a son or a student, shemagdiach tavshoi berabim, that burns his food in public. In other Gemaras, this is a veiled reference to those of our people that go astray and end up leading others with them off the path. Ad kan bircho aviv. Up till this point, it is the brachas or blessings offered by David to Shlomo. Mikan v'elech birachto imo. As we read on in the psukim, we realize these are psukim. These are blessings offered to Shlomo by Bathsheba, his mother. Ki malacho v'tzavaloch lishmorcho b'chol durachecho al kapayim yisauncho pen tigoif be'even raglecho al shachav ofesin tidroich. This pasuk is expressing the idea that the angels should guard him from all kinds of physical attacks and physical dangers along the way. Ad kan berachto imo, mikan ve'elech berachto shamayim. The continuation of the pasuk is a blessing from Hashem, and it says ki vish choshak, that If you should have desire for me, vafalteu asagveu ki yodash mi, I will cause him to escape all harm because he knows my name. Yikraeni veneu, if he calls upon me, I will answer him. Imo anochi betzora, and when there is trial or travails, I am with him. Achalteu v'chabdeu oruchimim asbeu v'areu bishuasi, and I will extricate him from troubles and offer him honor for many years. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Mai dichtiv ve'yimona me'rishoim oiram zra roma tishover. That is the pasuk in and of itself. The Gemara is focusing on the word me'rishoim with a peculiar phenomenon of the ayin of that word in the traditional script of the Tanakh. that ayin is suspended above the word. In other words, it doesn't appear as a letter on the same line as the rest of the letters of that word. V'pnei ma ayin shel rishoyim tluya. Why is it that the ayin is suspended? So the Gemara answers that in reading the pasuk, one should really understand the word as if it does not have an ayin in it. It would then read not rishoyim, but rather roshim. Roshim means impoverished, and in the context of this Gemara, it's a reference to someone who has no friends, someone who is without friends. Kevon shinasa odom rosh milamata, someone who in this world has a lot of enemies. Rosh, as we said, means impoverished, but in this case he has no friends, he has lots of enemies. Nase rosh milamala, that's a sign that in heaven they also have antipathy toward the person, someone who is viewed as an enemy above as well. The Gemara asks, velo nichtave klal, so let the ayin not be written whatsoever. If we don't need it for the simple understanding of the word, so why is it written in between the lines? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Charomer bnei kavodo shel David, v'charomer bnei kavodo shel Nechemya ben Chachalia. We'll try to explain. The idea of a person not having friends in this world is a sure sign that he is not liked in the heavenly world as well. That is true in general. However, there are exceptions. If the person who is lacking friends is lacking them because he chastises them and tries to get them to keep the Torah and mitzvahs, or he tries to do something of a holy nature and he meets up with a lot of opposition, then we would not say that he is not beloved above. The antipathy that others show to him is simply because they don't like being chastised. They don't like to be straightened out. And two people who the Gemara features were like this, namely, they had a lot of enemies. Even though they had a lot of enemies, they still were beloved by Shamayim. Those are David, who used to chastise the people and try to get them to do mitzvahs, and as a result of that, aroused a lot of haters. And Nechemya ben Chachalia, who tried to build the second Beis HaMikdash and met up with a lot of resistance. So by having the ayin there's a hint that the principle of someone who's impoverished below, meaning without friends in this world, is also not liked above. That's true if those people are in fact rishoyim themselves. However, if they are tzaddikim themselves and for other reasons they don't have friends, and we enumerated them, they're chastising the people, trying to get them to keep Torah or to participate in the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and as a result of that they arouse enemies, that is not what this pasuk is talking about. Tonu Rabbanan. Menashe hoya shena chamishim v'chamesh ponim b'toras kehanim keneged shnei mahuso. Menashe, who up till now we've portrayed as an evil king, and likewise Achav and Yerovim, who will appear in the continuation of the source, nevertheless, they were exceptional Torah scholars. And with their Torah learning abilities, Menashe is portrayed here as having 55 different ways of learning passages in the Medrash on Sefer Vayikra, which is known as the Toras Kohanim. And that 55 different ways of learning corresponds to the 55 years that he had power as king. Achav, which basically means that every year as king, he came up with a new way of learning a new way of explaining and interpreting the Torah's Kehanim. Achav, Shmoinim v'chamesh, Chamisha. He had 85 ways of learning the Torah's Kehanim. And Yeravam, Mea v'shlosha. He had 103 different ways. Tanya, Hoya Rabbi Meir, Omer. Avshalom, Ein lo chelik olmabo. Avshalom, the son of David HaMelech, also does not have a portion in the world to come. Shenemar, Vayaku es Avshalom, Vayimisuhu. The Tanaic source breaks this down. Vayakuhu b'olamazeh, he was beaten in this world. Vayimisu, and he was killed. Lo'olam haba, with regard to olam haba, he has no chelek. Tanya, Reb Shimon b'Elazar, Omer Mishum Rabbi Meir. Ochoz v'achazya, these are two Malchei Yehuda, V'chol Malchei Yisrael, Shekosu Bohem V'yasara V'inei Hashem, and all the kings of the northern kingdom, concerning whom the Pasuk says that V'yasara V'inei Hashem, Lo Chayin V'lo Nidonim. These people are not Chayin. What does that mean, that they're Lo Chayin? Rashi says, Lo Yichlu Le'olam Haba Im Hatzadikim. They're not going to merit resurrection together with the tzaddikim in the future. Veloni donim also means they're not judged in Gehenim. V'gam damnoki shavach Menashe harbe meod ala shemile es Yerushalayim peh lo peh levad mechatoso asher hichti es Yehuda la'asos hora b'nei Hashem. The pasuk describes Menashe that during his time he spilt a lot of blood, so much so that it filled up Yerushalayim. Who was being murdered? So Hocha Targimu Shehorag Yeshaya. Over here it's explained that he killed Yeshaya. In other words, that the king Menashe executed the prophet Yeshaya. Be'arvo Amri She'osa Tselem Masui Elof B'nei Adam. According to the Ma'arova opinion, the Eretz Yisrael opinion, Menashe made a statue that required 1,000 men to carry, some type of massive statue, and every day, ubechol yom v'yom, horeg kulam, from the exerted efforts in carrying this statue, 100 people died every day. Keman azla hodem rabba v'rochana, based on whom does the following saying of Rabba go? His saying says, shkulo neshama shel tzaddik echad keneged kolam kulo, that the value of the soul of a righteous person is equal to that of the entire world. So the Gemara says, Aleph kemad yomar Yeshaya harak. This corresponds to the opinion that Menashe killed Yeshaya, and in the pasuk that describes this murder, it says that he filled Yerushalayim with blood. Now that sounds like he murdered many, many, many. So the point is that by killing a tzaddik, that's ki'ilu he killed off masses of people. Continuing the Gemara, k'siv psal, k'siv psilin. Once again, k'siv pesel, k'siv psilin. You have two psukim in Sefer Divrei Yomim. In one, the word for idol appears in the singular, and the other it appears in the plural. Om Rabbi Yochanan, b'tchila osa loy parzuf echad. Initially, Menashe made for the idol that's featured in this psukim with one face. Ulebesof osa lo arbo parzufim, and eventually he made three other faces to it, for a total of four faces. Kedei shetira shchina v'tichos. That in order that the divine presence, whatever angle this thing is positioned at, it will see a face, and that will enrage vatichos, and that will enrage the divine presence. Ochos hemido balia. Ochos erected this particular statue in the aliyah, the second floor section of the Beis Hamikdash. Shenemar v'es hamizvuchos asher al hagag aliyas ochos v'chulei. Menashe hemido behechal. Menashe took the statue and set it up in the sanctuary. Shneimar vayosem es pesel asher asher also b'bayis asher amar Hashem el David ve'el Shlomo beno b'bayis azeh v'shalayim asher b'charti mikol shifte Yisrael osim es shmi le'olam. That in that very house that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want my name to be placed, Menashe placed it there. Amon put the statue in the Holy of Holies. Shenemar, ki kotzum estereya hamatzum estereya v'masechot tzora lekizkanes. The Gemara now addresses this pasuk and breaks it down. We've underlined the relevant sections. Ki kotzum matzah estereya. The matzah is like the mattress is too small for a estereya to dwell on. Omer of Shmuel Achmeni, Omer of Yonasan. Ki kotzer hamatzo ze mistareo lov shnei reim ke'echod. The pasuk is saying that the matzo ze, this is a reference to the Beis Hamikdash, which is the divine resting place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Olam Hazeh, that this Beis HaMikdash is small, is too small for these two, to be present, namely the Shekhinah and this statue that Menashe made. As we say, this town isn't big enough for the two of us. What is meant by that expression? Omar Rav Shmuel Achmini. Rabbi Shmuel tells us that Rabbi Yonison Kavimoti Bahai Kro, when Rabbi Yonison would get to this pasuk, Habakobochi, he would cry. Mi Shekosav Bo Kones Kaneid Mehayam. He regarding whom it says, and this is the Kadosh Baruch Hu, regarding whom it says, he gathered the waters together and made them like a wall. In other words, the immense power the Kadosh Baruch Hu has to take full control of all the rules of nature. Could it possibly be that a molten image would be his competition? Ochoz, Bitel Esavoda. As we go on in the Gemara, we have an elaborate marking system that follows. You'll notice different geometric forms as the lines unfold. The note on the outside margin, we should have mentioned it even earlier, you see a note indicating Nosei and Mivneh Kloli, a general introduction to the structure. You see a triangle, a diamond, and a house, all of which are series markers. We've written in Kvutzos Averos Shibitzu Kama Melochim, groups of sins that a number of kings carried out, Beinehem, amongst them are Ochoz, Menashe, Omon, and Yehoyakim. We will see them in the Gemara. Mivneh, prati, that means a structural note on the immediate level, as opposed to the general level. The triangle was featured, and we covered this piece of Gemara also. So in looking at the note, we bear in mind this serves as a review item. The triangles were Hamodas Pesel Bebeis HaMikdash, the standing up of Menashe's statue in the temple. Kol Echad Ma'amido B'mokom Yosir Kodosh. As we went along in the Gemara, we noticed that each one set up the statue in a holier place. As we continue looking at our note, on the introductory note, we find Roman numeral number 2, which introduces the diamond section, which is where we're holding now in the Gemara. You see, the diamonds are Gimel Melochim HaMevazim HaAvoida, that's the Mizbeach V'Hatura, three kings that used to disparage the Avodas Beis HaMikdash, Avodas HaMizbeach, and the Torah. When we see references to Torah, we will also feature a double underline. So as we go on in the Gemara, even before we read it, just by scanning along at the diamonds, you see Ochoz, and after him you see Menashe, and Omon are all featured. Ochoz Bitel Esavoda. King Ochoz stopped the Mizbeach from its service of offering sacrifices. The Chosam Esatorah, and he sealed up the Torah. Shenemar, Tzur Teuda Chosam Torah Belimudoi. Menashe, Kodar Es Hoaskaros, he erased the names of Hashem from the Sefer Torah. The Horas Es HaMizbeach, and he not just continued the stoppage of the sacrifices, but he also smashed the altar. Omoin Sarof Es HaTorah V'Helo Shamomes Al Gabi HaMizbeach. Omon burnt a Sefer Torah, and he allowed spider webs to develop around the Mizbeach. Ochoz Hitir Es Ho'erva. Notice we have a new geometric form, and this we featured also in our note on the outside margin, Averos Ba'erva, series of sins involving forbidden relations, forbidden intimacy. Ochoz Hitir Es Ho'erva. Ochoz allowed those forbidden relatives. Menashe Bo Al Ochoz, he had intimacy with his sister. Omon Bo Al Imoi, and Omon had intimacy with his own mother. Shinemar Kihu Amoin Hirbo Ashmo. Rabbi Yochanan for Rabbi Elazar. Chad Omar Shesarf HaSatara. This pasuk that says he increased Ashmo, evil. One opinion is this increase is a reference to that he burnt the Torah. V'chad Omar Shebo Al Imo. He had intimacy with his mother. Omra Lo Imo. According to this opinion, the story unfolds. His mother said to him, to Amon, Klum Yesh Do you have any sensual pleasure? Do you have any physical pleasure from that very spot, the anatomical spot from which you came into this world? Omar lo. So Amon answered, Klumani oise elo lahachis esbori. What I'm doing is not for the sake of having immoral pleasure. I'm doing this for the sake of infuriating my Creator. Ki oso Yehoyakim Omar. Kamoi lo yadi la'arguzi. When Yehoyakim came on the scene, he said that the earlier ones, they don't know how to enrage the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Klum anu tzuchim elo la'oro. Is it not so that all we need from him is the sunlight that he provides? We don't really need him for that. Yesh lanu zohav parvayim shanu mishtam shebo. We have this special type of luminescent gold called zohav parvayim that we use and benefit from. Itol, or let him come along and take his light. We don't need it. Omru lo, the b'nei doro, the generation of this king of Yehoyakim, the people said to him, "Valo kesev zov shelohu." What do you mean? We have zov parvayim. The pasuk says that that zov shelo, silver and gold, is his. Shenemar li hakesev li hazov. Nu'um Hashem Svokos. The gold is mine. It's not. And how can you, the people, how can Yehoyakim claim that he has it as his? Omar Lahem. So Yehoyakim answered after they offered their objection that we need God for the light because it's his. So Yehoyakim answers, Kvar Nosnu Lanu. In the past, it has been given to us. The sun has been given to us. Shenemar Hashemayim Shemal Hashem Varas Nasan Livnei Adam. We see that Varas Nasan Livnei Adam, that he can in fact take his son, the Shemesh, and the gold is ours. The pasuk said Li HaKesef Li HaZov. That's before he gave it to us. But once he gave it to us, the pasuk says Varas Nasan Livnei Adam. The world and its contents he's given to man. Amalei Ravo the Ravo Bar Mori. We have now a new geometric form that we want to take note of. We can call this the crown form. On the in the margin of the Gemara, we have the Nosei Mivneh written in, the topic and structural note. We notice there a crown form with a squiggle on it next to it. She'elos lomo lo manu b'rishima shel ein chelek lomo bo. Why is it that in the list of those that have no portion in the world to come are not listed the following? Yehoyakim amongst the kings, Micha amongst the commoners, Ochaz, Amon, and Yehoyakim. Why have each one of these very evil people been omitted from the list of those that have no chelek l'olam haba? So with the markings, you can scan ahead and you see, Mipnei ma lo monu, why is it that they were not counted in? And you'll notice with the squiggle on the line, you can see who is being featured at each stage. So at the first stage, Yehoyakim. The next stage, Micha. The list continues, the series continues, on the next Omid, where you find a few lines down from the top, Umnei ma lo monu es ochaz, and after him, Omon, and after that, Yehoyakim. So with our markings, everything is laid out in front of you so you know where you're going. We continue in the Gemara. The question is, Amale Rava the Rabba Barmari, Mibnei Malo Monu Es Yehoyakim. Why is it that Yehoyakim was not counted as those that don't have a Chevel Mabo? We also have noted that these few lines of Gemara are part of a long question, as is indicated by the shin that's encircled, the She'ila, with a vertical dashed line to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, indicating that all of the lines opposite this are part of the question. So, why is Yehoyakim not mentioned? So, we continue reading with a sense of exclamation. Mishum dechtiv bei, because the following is it describes him. V'yesu divro Yehoyakim v'soya voisov, and his abominations asher osa v'nimtza olav. So because he's so evil, that's why he's not counted. I mean, the opposite should be true. My v'nimtza olav. What is this that in the pasuk describes the Yehoyakim as having performed many abominations and that which is found upon him? What is it? What is that? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar Chadomar. One opinion says shechokak shame of Yisrochavim al amoso, that on his male organ, he carved out the name, he had carved out of his skin the name of an idol on that very organ. Another version is that he etched into that organ God's name as a sign of incredible disgrace. So the question is, here, this Jehoiakim, who you see is described as having performed so many abominations, why is he not part of the list? In our Mishnah, we did not see Jehoiakim's name mentioned. Now, this question was posed by Rava to Rabba Bar Mori. Omale, Rabba Bar Mori responds, "Bimelochim lo shomati." As far as amongst the kings, I didn't hear why Jehoiakim is not listed. "Behedyotos shomati mipnei malo monu es micha." Amongst the commoners who are mentioned in the mission, we do not find Micha as listed. Why was he not listed? The answer is he had a certain merit that keeps him out of that list, the infamous list. Mipnei shepitoi, his bread, mitsuya le'ovrei drachim. In other words, he provides food for travelers, and because of this merit of providing food for travelers, he is saved from being cast out of Olam Haba. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Kol ha'oiv v'shov el halavim." There's a note that appears on the side of the Gemara that, in truth, there is no pasuk that actually says this, but there was some type of tradition, at least, that the Gemara had, that Micha used to provide food for travelers. The Avar Bayam Tzora v'hika Bayam Galim. This pasuk will now be explained by the Gemara. Amar Rav Yochanan, Ze Psoloi Shel Micha. This pasuk is a reference, refers to the statue, the idol, that Micha prepared. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Zeb Solo Shemicha. Kishikosav Moses Hashem. When Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the name of God, Vishmicho al Nilus, and he cast it into the river, Lahalois Aronu Shel Yosef, before they left Mitzrayim, before they left Egypt, they took with them the coffin of Yosef to be buried in Eretz Israel. So in order for the hidden coffin to become exposed, it was necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to write the name of Hashem and cast it into the water, causing the Aroin, the coffin of Yosef, to emerge. At that point, Bo Micha v'notlo behechaveh, Micha came along, and in a stealthful fashion, he took that name, that Shem Hashem, that was cast into the river, v'hainu d'chti v'ovar bayam tzara, k'shevir HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu enabled the Jews to cross the sea, Ovar Micha imohem shebiyado Hashem asos egel, and he had with him the special name of Hashem with which he used which he used to create the egel hazov, the golden calf. So that's one explanation that Rashi offers regarding this pasuk of Ovar b'yam tzara, like they're across the sea trouble. That's a reference to what we just described. Lishna achrina, another explanation is Micha also pesel. Micha made a statue v'hevio imo kishavru Yisrael ayam. He carried the statue with him as they crossed the sea. As you can see with the markings, we have a bracketed section that starts here, and its length is indicated by a vertical, dashed, dotted line that appears to the right-hand side of the Gemara text, and it goes down quite a ways down, Kuf Dalet Omid Aleph. After the bracketed section, the Gemara will return to the discussion of why certain people were not counted in those that do not have a Chelek L'Olam Haba. We have a note that accompanies this by looking at the side of the Gemara where the star appears. You see, the note says, "Achrei hasagrayim, Gemara chuzeres l'sidras ha'shelos me'malo monu." After the bracketed section, the Gemara will return to the series of questions concerning why were certain people not counted. B'soch hasagrayim, within the bracketed section, Hagemara osekes b'nosei gedolo l'gima. The Gemara will focus on the topic of the significance of offering food to travelers and wayfarers. So with that in mind, we know now that after the bracketed section, the Gemara will go back to the series of questions that we've featured already in our crown marking. And within the brackets, we know what the topic is. So let us start the bracketed section. Tanya, Rabbi Nosson Omer, Migerev Lishilo, from the town of Gerev, which was Micha's location, till Shilo, where the Mishkan was located, Shlosha Milin, is a distance of 3 mil. Each meal is 2,000 amos, approximately a kilometer. So you can say here we have 3 kilometers between Gerev and Shilo. Ve'oshon hamareches, ve'oshon pesel micho misarvin zeboze. And as the smoke rose from these two locations, in the case of the Mishkan, it's the smoke rising from the Mizbeach on which korbanos were offered to Hashem. In the case of pesel micho, it's a reference to sacrifices that were offered to that idol. And as the smoke rose, they intermingled. Upon seeing this, Bikshu Malachi Ashores Ledochfo, the angels wanted to cast out Micha. Omar Lahen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu intervened on behalf of Micha. Mind you, here is a man that's serving idols, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu himself intervenes on his behalf. And he says, Hanichu lo, leave him be, Shepito Mitsuyo Le'ovrei Drachim, that his bread is available for travelers. The Aldovar Zeh Nenshu Anshe Pilegesh Begiva. And concerning the Pesel Shalmicha, which we will explain very shortly, the people involved in the Pilegesh Begiva story that's featured in the Tanakh, they were punished. What happened was that in the story of Pilegesh Begiva, the population was aroused at the violation of the honor of a person. Amar Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said to those people, Bechavoidi lo mechisem, when it came to my honor being disgraced, namely the presence of Pesel Micha and sacrifices being offered, and you didn't protest it, that al kvodo shel boser v'dom mechisem, when it comes to the disgrace of a person, you do protest. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. Before we go further, we have a topic heading here, a nosei, and it says, Gedola Legima, great is Legima, the offering of food. Shevach Lamachil Orchim Umesapik Mizanaseim, praises due to those that feed visitors, guests, and provide their food. V'kama ra misha'enu osakein, and how negative it is someone who does not do it. So the issue of providing legima, providing food for wayfarers, has significance in two directions: when one does perform it, and when in the event that one does not perform it. The Gemara continues: gedoyla legima shehirchiko shtei mishpachos miYisrael. Two nations, literally families, but it's referenced to two nations, Ammon and Moab, were distanced from Israel. In so far as the Torah says that men from Ammon and Moab are forbidden to marry into the Jewish people. Shenemar al dover asher lo al dvar asher lo kidmu eschem belechem of mayim. When the Jews were traveling in the Midbar, and they needed, or they could have used food, the Ammon and Moab people did not provide it for them, as the Pasuk says. Rabbi Yochanan Didei Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, who previously was quoting Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, here he says on his own, that's Didei himself, Rabbi Yochanan himself says, regarding Legima, number one, Marcheches es akroivim, umekareves es orachoikim, umalemes inayim min horashoyim, umashreshchino al nevi habal, ushgosoy oyle zodon. 5 points that he makes. The first one is it distances those that should have been drawn near. It draws near those who are far away. It causes the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be hidden, so to speak, from the wicked. And it causes a divine presence to settle upon those who otherwise are prophets of idols. And Shigigosu Oyla Zodon. And a mistake concerning it is considered something that's as if it's premeditated. As far as the examples of each one of these things, the first one we will see in the context of this shiur. Marchekes is a krovim. It distances those that otherwise are near. That's a reference to Ammon and Moab. As we just saw before, these nations who are korov liYisrael. What does it mean that they're korov liYisrael? So Rashi offers two pshatim on this. The first one is Ammon and Moab, krovim Israel, shebo milot ben achi Avram. They are descendants from Avram Avinu's nephew, from Lot. And as a result of their not providing the food, HaKadosh Baruch Hu distanced them and said they cannot marry into Klal Yisrael. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.